Demetrius Cox, 23 years old, growing up in Jeanette. As soon as school was over, we were always just getting into something outside, playing like football with no shoes on and stuff like that, and pick up basketball actually out here in the back. So just always active, trying to, you know, get into something. The main thing that I think that Jeanette kids have is like such a competitive nature. We push each other to make each other better, no matter if it's athletics or, you know, whatever else it is. We're just always, you know, fighting, scratching to be the best. So that was always something that I could say I took from Jeanette is, you know, we're always just competing every day. Being a Jayhawk, it's a lot of pride, man. My mans were just saying everybody's always trying to down us, counting us out. You know, my senior year, nobody thought we were going to win anything. We won a conference and went to Hinesfield. It's just a lot of pride and a lot of just competitive nature, like I said earlier. I feel like when we get on the field or the court or whatever it is that, you know, whatever you want to do, our band goes to Disneyland and goes down there and stuff like that. I feel like we just give it our all and surprise people often. I just chose Michigan State basically because the coaches, man. Coach D'Antonio is a great guy. My defensive back coach, Coach Barnett, he's a great guy as well. We had a lot of great times there. Rose Bowls, Big Ten Championships, Cotton Bowls, things like that. It was a great experience, man. And those guys, they don't only care about, you know, winning. They care about you as a person. That was a big part of my decision. They're big on faith, treat you like family, things like that. I'll never forget my first time running through the Spartan Tunnel. We were playing Boise State. We had a whiteout, and it was so many people. And I was just like, wow. I was glad I redshirted because I was not ready to play in front of that many people at the time. School was a lot harder, first of all. Playing football-wise, guys were a lot bigger and a lot faster. You know, you had to adjust to that. And then the coaches are a little more strict. They expect you to do a certain thing a certain way. And if you didn't, they would get somebody else to. So it was kind of a lot more pressure in terms of that. I always had high goals. And when my friends would ask me what I was going to do, I would always say the NFL, things like that. And, you know, when you're younger, people kind of blow that off. But I always knew. And that's how you got to be. You know, you want something, you got to set your goals and go get it. It was crazy. I had all my friends and family out in my house. A couple teams had called me. You know, they were calling me all through the draft, like, well, sit tight. We might want to take you at this such and such pick. So just be ready. Suddenly my agent would call me like, yeah, did they just call you? I'm like, yeah. So, you know, Cincinnati calls me. Actually, they weren't the first team to call me. Oakland Raiders and the Denver Broncos had both called me. They said, yeah, we like you, man. We want you to come be a part of the team. We just got to figure some things out. We'll give you a call back. My agent had called me back and said, man, the best deal is with Cincinnati. We think that that's going to be the best fit, the best chance for you to succeed. And then Cincinnati had called me back and said, we want you to be a Bengal 100%. And it was a done deal. Not only my position, you know, at this level, period, all the little things matter. Like when you're trying to earn a position and you're trying to earn a spot on the team, every little thing matters. You know, whether you're on time to meetings, we have certain play calls, we have to communicate to each other and things like that. And if we don't, that's the difference between a touchdown and not being a touchdown. So that is 100%. The biggest thing that I stress is making sure that I like do all the little things right. It kind of gives you the edge over guys that are lazy or, you know, don't do those little things. And it gets frustrating. Sometimes you can feel like, man, I've been practicing great. I haven't moved up the depth chart, though. Like I said earlier, it's the little things, man, that matter. They're watching every little thing you do. You know, if I'm not playing, there's a reason. There's something I'm not doing right. There's a guy that's doing it better. Not only, you know, in football, but, like, in life. You know, go to people, ask them what you could be doing better to stand out. You know, I'll go to my coaches and say, you know, what did I do today that I can not do tomorrow? What mistakes did I make today? They'll tell you, do this, 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 and you'll play. And then the guys that do it, they succeed, and the guys that don't fall off. I'm just a big guy, and, you know, just always giving it 100%, man. Even if I was playing, you know, basketball in gym class, I was always going 100%. And that's a trait that I think all kids should have, something that me and my group of friends always had. We were just so competitive, and I just hope no matter what you do, strive to be the best, give it 100%. Because in life, people aren't going to hand you anything. And you'll find that out as you get older. Actually, people want to take things from you more than give you things. And, you know, so work for it, and then you'll feel like you deserve it, no matter what it is.